About Starkville? Well, I don't know what I'd tell you about Starkville, except it is growing like a mushroom.
Is it?
Starkville is growing. Do you know what years ago, it hadn't been 10 or 15, we had 6 or 8 thousand students at MSC, at Mississippi State College, we were very happy. Do you know it hit the 13,000 last year? Now that's how we're growing. Right this road I told you to come out. Did you see those new houses on this side?
Yeah.
All right. 5 years ago there was not a house on that side. And do you know how many of those there? About 115.
Hmm.
Clean back over there. And one nigger's moved over there now. Don't you know that's gonna be a selling factor?
Hmm.
So, I might get something for my little 20 or 40 or 80 over here yet, man.
Yep.
I hope I won't be like a lot of other folks I know, though, have to go to nursing home on it. I'll just go on and give it away and just go on welfare. Don't you think that'd be smart? I'll give it to my church and just go on welfare. They're going to have to support me anyway.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy talking with you, and I think you have a remarkable memory about the past and a lot of things, and you still have a lot of, you keep in touch with the present, too. I think you believe in the future.
I do. I really do. I said, I believe we have a good president. I don't know what you think about Jimmy Carter, but I voted for him, and I'm glad I voted for him. I think he's a good man.
What do you think about the way he talks?
I like the way he talks. That's Southerner, honey. I'm for the South 100%.
Yeah.
You know when they got where they were afraid to put a Mississippi tag on to go out anywhere? I told my foot, if I had it, I'd put one on the front and the back and go. I wanted to see me coming and I wanted to see me leaving. I'm proud of Mississippi.
You haven't told me anything about the hard times and the Depression yet.
Well, as I told you, it wasn't too hard for me. The Lord's always been good to me. In one way, there's a lot of, I never knew the love of a mother or father, but I've never been hungry. I don't ever remember being hungry. I've always had plenty to wear. It hadn't been the finest. But as far as material things, I've always been able to go to church, and I've loved the Lord ever since I had sense enough to, been big enough to know anything. And the Depression didn't hit me like it did other folks. I had a good mother-in-law and a father-in-law, and I was the only daughter-in-law. They had two sons, and I was the only daughter-in-law for 20 years. See, so I was the only one in the family, and I had only two children. And it didn't hit me like it did a lot of folks. Maybe I hadn't had it to miss it like other folks. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. You know, you can have so much, then you would miss it. But if you just have just a little bit, well, you don't miss so much because you never have had so much. Understand what I mean?
Yes.
You see? So, that was, by that way, I don't know. I didn't know. We had plenty to eat. We didn't have money enough to go anywhere. I never went anywhere till I was, I reckon 40, 45 years old. I never went out of the state till I was 40, 45 years old, but I've covered a lot of ground in the last 40 years.
Do you think kids today are any smarter?
Yeah, in ways they are, but some of them are powerfully dumb about some things. And I just wonder if they appreciate it. I tell these children all the time over here, I know they hate me at times. Now, Evelyn's mother died early, but I tell them all the time about their daddy being so good to them, you know. Of course, Richard, the year he was freshman at state, he started in September, freshman at state.